All right, welcome. This is the After the Five. Anne is on vacation this week. She is up north, as we say, in Minnesota. But we miss her. Hope she's doing well. She's having fun with the family. So it's just Carter and myself today. We had a lot of news this week, Carter. We had new sales tax regulations. We had Google and JD.com, some things with Walmart. There were so many stories this week. Amazon Hospitality, Cirque du Soleil even made the list. I'm just curious though, like Anne's not here, let's just have a little fun, see where this takes us. Like of all those things, like what spoke to Carter this week?
Well, I want to do the Amazon the hospitality thing. I think it's okay. A good thing because I have a very personal story to let in. Hotel rooms personal. It gets very personal.
This could get crazy.
Yeah, right. It could get weird. Anne's gone.
And remember, for audience, you have four Alexas at home, so this is like this is like a huge thing.
A very big deal. Yeah. I want to just see. I had a few opinions on the Google piece, and I want to see if my junior education is matched up to kind of your senior view on the whole thing.
Okay. You know,
I was meaning that in a positive way. Yeah, not to call you old, as I usually do in humbling.
Yeah, right. But
here's my thing. We always talk about how we all always start product searches in Amazon.
Right.
And I look back and I'm like, well, yeah, like I do the exact same thing.
Right.
And I wonder, you know, if a small portion of Google's move into this world, minus the just, you know, vast business reasons,
right,
is the fact that they're scared of that. Like, that's a huge
hit
on their business.
100%.
And I used to think, like, I'm thinking now, it's like, when was the last time you actually typed something into Google that you wanted to buy?
Mm-hmm.
It's been years, mm-hmm, right? You know, because why would you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really going to order anything from anywhere else besides Amazon, unless it's a very specific purchase, mm-hmm, that you already know to go to adidas.com, mm-hmm, or nike.com, mm-hmm, whatever that might be? I'm just curious, you know, is that one of the main reasons? And at what point in time do you think they'll be able to win Amazon fanatics back into their ecosystem based on how far ahead Amazon's already been able to get?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. What's interesting to me about what you're saying is, and one of the things that first blew my mind or fascinated me when I was doing e-commerce back in the day at Target was, like, actually what you're saying is putting a product that you want into Google is actually a much more efficient way to make sure you're getting the best price.
Oh, totally.
Because you could literally, Google has all the information all in the world.
Right.
Amazon doesn't. And you can literally see what everyone has available for you.
Totally.
And you can just pick and choose.
Right.
But yet, for some reason, I don't feel like people know that you can do that. Number one, I don't feel like that's widely understood, or it's not at least ingrained in your first order behavior to go and do it, even though rationally it's probably a really smart thing to
do. Right, because you know, as a user, what I fear getting the checkout screen and seeing the 37 fields that I need to fill out in order to get something to me.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so that was going to be my next point, is like, I don't feel like even if you're doing that, it's a great experience once you're trying to actually shop, that they haven't really nailed that down yet.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think they're scared about it from how they just generally get revenue.
Sure.
And then I think like kind of we're hitting on here, it's not only that, but there's actually a tremendous amount of opportunity there if you could do it right. And you could get people to have that new thought process.
Especially, I think, too, this is a little bit more
out there, but
the narrative of, like, evil big tech, right, of evil, mm-hmm, Amazon. Like, could Google come in and say, hey, we're the equalizer here. Like, you can go with Amazon, but, you know, they only have what they're going to show you. Come to Google and we'll show you their stuff, and we'll also show you everything else so you can compare and feel that you have made a good purchase no matter what it
is. Well, and I think you're onto something there too, because the Fast Five is so fast intentionally, sure, that I don't get to talk about some of these things. But I think what's really interesting there is, look who Google's been aligning themselves with lately, right? They're aligning themselves with Walmart in terms of Google Home. They're aligning themselves now with JD.com,
sure,
which is the direct competitor of Alibaba. And, you know, I've said before, I think, you know, Chinese technology platforms are probably going to continue to shape the way retail is done.
Mm-hmm.
And so look who Google's aligning with in the U.S. and in China. They're aligning with basically against Amazon and then against Alibaba.
Right.
You know, for the exact reason that you're saying.
Right.
Like that they are trying to figure out how to make sure that they've got the right foothold in those spaces.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I'll be curious what they do. I mean, you have checkout with Google and all those other things too that I don't know they've been pushing on. It's just, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's super formal. I mean, they still have ultimately a fantastic business model.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I mean, I'm not worried about the fate of Google anytime soon.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I know.
But on to hotel rooms for a second.
Is that where you want
to
go next?
Well, I wanted to talk about that because I have a very personal story, as I mentioned.
Okay.
I haven't really found a way to write about it because I know it's not that big of a deal.
All right, I have no idea where this is going.
I have this very, like, It happens every time. I travel for work a lot. Right?
Okay.
And so you walk into any hotel room and I have this weird instinct to say, hey, Alexa, turn on the lights.
Right.
Right.
You told me that before.
Yeah. Or Alexa, turn on the TV. Because
right.
We
used
are
to doing
so
it.
Programmed in our brains that that's how you make things happen.
Yes. You are. I think you're probably further ahead of most of America on that one.
A lot of us are very yeah, programmed right. into trying to make that happen. That
right.
I'm like, you know, you walk in, you're like, oh, I got to go find this remote. And I got to find. But anyway, so I just thought it was really yeah. interesting because the fact that I could walk into it was a Marriott, right? And say, hey, Alexa, and could actually transition my same commands into a hotel room, which was really interesting.
I mean, it just brings like the smart home to life in a hotel. And but I feel like that's more accessible actually than my house. Like I could feel myself using that even more.
But
I mean, they kind of make you now in some of those like really tricked
right.
out hotels. Like
you have
your
iPad and
Vegas
stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I have two things to say about
okay.
this. One is really quick and the second one, I'd be curious what you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
The first one is like just the vast amount of things, low hanging fruit that this device could quickly take on. Right. And you think of some of the more like, things, you know, not great things about hotel rooms. It's like, it's those old school phones that you guarantee have been around for 20 years and are mm-hmm. dirtier than your toilet seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same with the remotes. Like, the whole experience is kind of like, you look at these common items that everyone
yeah.
touches and feels and sneezes on and all that kind of stuff. It's like, think twice before you touch those types of things.
Yeah, I'm even more in now.
Yeah, totally. And then just think about how Alexa, all the things it could do. So you're talking about lighting,
right.
you're talking about HVAC, you're talking about entertainment, you're talking about communication, right? So what if you want to just quickly call down to the front desk? No
yeah.
longer are you needing to, you know, there's a lot of opportunity.
Punch buttons in your
oh,
remote
yeah.
control to check
totally.
Out.
Totally. And like, and then also too, you're eliminating the user experience barrier
yeah.
that comes with every single new remote, every single new HVAC system, every single new phone.
It's true. It's more intuitive.
Right. Everyone knows it. A, because it's voice and so simple. B, because you probably have used it in the past based on the adoption rate of Amazon.
Yeah. Okay. It makes a ton of sense. How do you think, like, as you were talking there, I started thinking, you know they're going to try to correlate this data somehow.
Okay, that was my second route.
Like, so where does Prime, is that your second thing? Like, how does,
well, maybe not.
Where does Prime play into this? Do they know who you are, both in the hotel room, outside the hotel room? Do they start to know your vacationing habits, the times of your vacation, how often you're traveling for work, how long you're staying, where you're going?
Here's another great story, though. It's like, and I don't know if this is a tie-in, but I think for someone like ourselves who maybe travel more than once a month, right? I've stopped, you know, a quick experience of mine was I had to run a workshop at a remote area.
Yeah.
And instead of buying all my materials here and then carrying them on the plane, I just Amazon Primed them overnight to my hotel.
Yeah.
And then as I was walking out the day to go do the, you know, the workshop, I just asked the concierge for all my packages and, you know, they had them just sitting there for me.
God,
and so,
man,
how great is that? Now, you look at the rate of Prime, and you get into your hotel at 3 o'clock at night before you go out to a business dinner and realize that you forgot your toothbrush, your notebook for the next day, a couple of pencils, all that. And with Prime Now, what if they were waiting in your hotel room by the time you got back from dinner?
Yeah.
All very possible.
That's interesting. Now I'm starting to think of like connections with Airbnb and even like, cause you're right that when you travel for work, like sometimes you don't want to, and especially when you're by yourself, like
totally.
You're too tired, you don't want to go figure out where everything is, but you know, you're not comfortable calling a delivery service to a hotel. You're
right.
not sure which one to work. Sometimes you are. You don't want to call room service. It's too expensive.
Sure.
But like, you already have the confidence that Amazon's going to
totally.
Be pretty friction free on all of that stuff.
Well, here's the other thing, like restaurants, like delivery
yeah.
food, all that. Like, I mean, it's an endless world. Now, here's the last point.
Amazon making our lives better
know,
again.
Right?
It's, why we can't, hate them.
They
just make our lives so much better.
But here's my thing. When Amazon now controls all aspects of your stay at a hotel, that also doesn't mean, that means that they can, you know, sync up the stuff that they already know about you. So Amazon knows the time I like to go to bed, the channels I like to, the lighting, how warm I like it at night. All of those things Amazon knows through the Alexa platform. So, you know, what are the limits of being able to sync up your home life with your hotel life simply because now this incredibly smart unit is in the center of it all?
What do you mean sync it up? Like, what do
so
you mean?
Let's say that you every night like to watch John Oliver.
Yeah.
Right? And
oh,
that's
wow.
your thing, right?
Okay.
Well, you get back from the dinner that night at 10 o'clock, and the first time you turn on the TV with Alexa, John Oliver is on.
Yeah.
It knows that you like it really cold, 62 degrees, let's say, at night. And that's what you like, your sleeping temperature.
That's me, 62 degrees and John Oliver.
Awesome. I don't know. But, you know, 62 degrees, like, what's keeping Alexa from making sure that it is 62 degrees at 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah, nothing.
Right. You know, so
right.
I just think there's this interesting personalization type of thing there, too, knowing that you're putting such a smart or powerful device in the center of so many things within your stay.
Yeah. Wow. So. That's crazy. Wow. This is crazy. Although I will say this, John, in case you're listening or watching, which I'm sure you are, if I'm watching you, it's definitely hotter than 62 degrees. All right. On that note, we'll close it up. From Carter, from me, As always, be careful out there, guys.